University of Utah leaders removed Mary Beckerly on Monday from her post as head of the Huntsman Cancer Institute. KUER's Eric Newman has more.
Dr. Vivian Lee, the senior vice president for health sciences, and university president David Pershing explained in a letter that Beckerly would no longer serve as CEO and director of the Huntsman Cancer Institute. The renowned cell biologist held the position for 11 years. The letter offered little explanation, but stated, quote, "This change has occurred after very careful consideration and with the full support of the University of Utah president and the senior leadership of the University of Utah Board of Trustees," end quote. Among those confused about the decision was John Huntsman Sr., the founder and chairman of the Cancer Institute, whose foundation has raised or donated almost $2 billion.
And then all of a sudden, this Dr. Lee just ups and fires her with an email without telling anybody why, without calling us, without the president of the university notifying us.
Susan Sheehan is the president of the Huntsman Foundation. She says she was also blindsided by the decision and doesn't see a valid reason for Beckerly's dismissal.
She's highly respected, very beloved. There has been no objective measure that I have seen in terms of any of the evaluations that would indicate there was a performance issue there.
The move caused faculty members to write an open letter and sign an online petition to reinstate Beckerly, a stance shared by the Huntsman family. A person from Beckerly's family and representatives from the University of Utah Health Sciences declined to comment for this story. Eric Newman, KUER News.